You're kind of the Maytag repairman here. I mean, you really don't have a snapper. I mean, Chase can hold, but I mean, you really hadn't done any kicking here these 2 days.
No, we kicked a little bit of field goals with the stick yesterday, yeah. And then they told me just kind of rest today and tomorrow before Suck Up gets here, and then we really got this competition going. So I'm just excited for them to get here now on Thursday.
Cairo, what would you say is your biggest strength as a kicker?
I think because I'm not a big guy, you know, strong like the other NFL kickers, I rely on technique and consistency. So I have short steps that give me that consistent steps and follow through. So I just rely on that consistency.
Talk about your attitude coming into camp and what are you trying to accomplish?
The biggest thing for me is impress this coaching staff. You know, if I can't get a job here, you know, I trust that they'll put in the word for me for another team. I know that Coach Tobe is very well respected in the NFL, so I'm thankful to be kicking in front of this staff, and I know whatever happens, they'll be willing to help me out.
Sure. What range do you feel comfortable with typically?
With no wind or indoors, 60. If I have a wind in my back, I think 65 we can go into the wind around 50. So it's all about staying fresh for game day, and you can hit those long ones.
And what have you learned over time is kind of the best way to handle pressure in big kick situations?
I learned to establish a routine in practice. You know, every kick you approach with the same routine, same mindset, that when you go out for a kick and on Sundays, you kind of get in a comfortable zone. So I've been talking to a lot of guys, and they all seem to say the same thing: establish your own routine and kind of block everything out, what's going on.
Everything kind of late on that World Cup stuff. Talk about that. Were you pretty glued into that, and your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I watched every game, and then I was talking about how I have this ritual that I like to watch the game on my Xbox because I get to see the Portuguese stream and then see what they're talking about. I didn't think that Brazil was playing all that bad until the semifinal game. They were just beat down because of Neymar. They lost the best player, Neymar, and the captain, Thiago Silva. So it was just a little emotional, and get scored on that fast, you know, that is just, it's very hard to come back from.
Will Brazil recover from that, or they got to really retool and re?
I think, yeah, we just got a new coach, Dunga, who's he's been a legend for Brazil. So I'm excited about that, and hopefully we can, I'd like to see a little more experience with Kaká or even Ronaldinho. I think he's playing good in Brazil. So I like to see a little more experience, you know, not just rely on the young guys.
What did that do for the country this year, the stadiums and excitement in Brazil and that type?
You know, until that semifinal game, all I heard was positive things. You know, this has been one of the best World Cups as far as, like, a lot of goals scored. The stadiums and the atmosphere was great. But then after that game, people are starting to, you know, just kind of get mad and blame it. And, you know, we should have spent it on hospitals and education. But reality and... They have been. Brazil has been improving in the past decades. But I just think overall they're happy that it was such a good World Cup.
Awesome. Thanks. Thanks.